First item, and then it's here. First item we have on the agenda today is House Bill 313. An act requiring certain health insurance policies for the treatment of mental health emergency. We have a fiscal note on the bill. It's going to cause a little bit of trouble. However, Jeff has indicated that they would like to keep some more on the bill. I would send out a little bit later in comments. Like a motion to move the bill. Representative Davis. We have a motion to move House Bill 313 from committee. Are there any objections? Looking to the representative, are there any objections? Without objection, so moved. Ken? Next item I'd like to take up the committee is committee substitute for House Bill 634. The head committee substitute. The motion to adopt it as a bill before.
Yes, the House Bill 634 has been moved.
Before us, the substitute for House Bill 634 has been activated in the Board of Nursing Home Administrators providing some effective date. Any discussion?
Thank you.
Representative Hope.
Pass out of here for House Bill 634 has been moved. Any recommendations?
What did I do?
Oh, I see the folder.
The folder's 469, but the bill is 634.
Oh, I don't know what happened.
That was my father's
side. Are there any objections? Without objection, so moved. Director of the College of Justice. Very close to the bill. Next item we have up on the agenda is May Substitute for Senate Bill 367, Finance Amended. And
that number 23, is that the one said, or do we have 24?
We have the 423 Gable. Before we adopted.
You got the file, that's.
Doesn't do it.
They don't.
Okay, that's final, that's it with the lead. This is in there, or has this in here?
The latest one, I think.
The other, oh, they are one.
Maybe what standard is.
Yeah, because we don't have.
No, we don't have that.
Okay, does that final draft have that, if we don't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
April 23rd? The pages are all marked right on it, oh, that's a slightly later version.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, that only came over to labor and time, the committee of what? 1 o'clock, and so all the things I wrote up were based on the.
And what about the other one, coming in here?
Those are already put in, yeah. These are already in, okay, these are.
We'll stand these for them until we get a copy.
On which copy, the 23rd?
The one, this is the only one I have, both are in the one today. I just already had a chance to change this, because the one is back, so what can I change? The one you got front of you, the 24.
Well, you got the best one, and the other one.
Right, the other one today, there, or the Terry that sent over today.
It's the last one.
You should be working.
We have copy of 23, we do not have a copy of 24. Copy of 24 is loaded from my drive, over here.
I thought.
Is that one sentence change that you're asking me to fix here, right? You can file a copy, you can get a copy.
No. There's other changes. I think it's, this should already be in the copy on the 23rd, and this page here is the things that got added in that should be.
That's added already.
Well, this is already in here then?
Oh, okay. This one, that one's in.
This one is in a different form.
Yeah, it automatically works for form, number of contracts, and they just put it in this form.
Then, the rest of this page is the same, this page is the same.
They're gonna have an amendment, they're gonna have some all directions on.
Well, that part, but.
All I have, that's the way it's supposed to.
I was working from a copy, April 23rd.
I leave it, it just looks like the first of the six she had in there.
66 is it, but the fence and the, the minority market.
No, it's not that section. They do, they do, they're not.
These are a couple of different.
Is it additions?
No, they're incorporated, they have a change, they're ready, they're ready now incorporated. They're not proposing them, as they're ready.
Wondering, the same as 466.
I don't know how different it is, 466 and what the difference is.
No. No, that brings it more, what we're doing, what the government is doing that. Basically, what we did is, because there was a whole bunch of changes that were made in Finance Committee of 466, that never got in to the Senate version of the bill, for the Senate version passed. For purposes of simplicity, rather than trying to re-amend everything, completely wiped out 367, moved all of 466, the latest language, into 367. And so these are changes now to 466, the most updated version of 466.
So CS to, the 623 draft, goes exactly like 466, that's what it's given to you. And now you've got some more amendments?
No, these, we took the 466 version as it came out of rules, and then a bunch of stuff got added to it, and this is what's been added to what's in front of you right now.
So, what is here is 466 plus this and this.
Right.
That's the only difference from what's sitting in those.
Another, there were some additional amendments that came out of a committee meeting we had earlier on this. Red's got that in his file.
Committee meeting, who had?
This came from an earlier meeting on the, another page of amendments. Apologies for the confusion, but. It's not, it's more, it sounds more complicated than it really is. 466. You just took that language, moved that into 367 committee up, draft. And that, those are the language changes. Now, the page references are a little off because the final version here is different than the draft.
Hey, will please come back to order. The 42386 draft is essentially correct except for one change on page 3, beginning on line 25. That section E now reads, an employer or labor organization may request assistance from the Department of Labor in verifying the eligibility of an applicant for a hiring preference under this chapter. That's the only change. Representative Boucher?
Madam Speaker, that was requested. We've given the minority leader an opportunity to take a look at this, and his concern was that all the burden was left on the contractor. So the contractor should be able to reach out and get assistance from the Department of Labor. So that, in effect, was put into the request of the minority leader. He just had an opportunity to review his legislation.
Thank you. Representative Boucher? Are there any other questions on the yes, we should put that change. So we don't want to amend. Would the move to adopt the bill before us, House CS, the CS Central 367 Labor and Commerce, version of 42386, with the change on line 160.7 of page 3, currently to read that an employer or labor organization may request assistance from the Department of Labor verifying the eligibility of an applicant.
Are there any objections to adopting the committee substitute? Without objection, we now have House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 367 Labor Commerce. Is there any discussion? President Pearson.
I'd just like to say that every time I go to a training and community council meeting, Brian Douglas there, and he smiles and asks if we have continuing to stay employment and continuing to make it possible for him to live in the province, become accustomed to in training. And I sincerely hope that we're going to be able to do that, and you are right, and you are done.
On this case, it's a 7-year pay.
It sure is.
Any other comments? Chair will accept the motion to approve the bill. Representative Kovanec.
We have a rule of house, yes, to see if the Senate bill is 7-7. The Congress had to be approved, and they didn't do it.
Yeah, well.